George MacPherson shares his audio diary as he becomes a spectator of esports.
This is an audio diary of three young lads going to Krakow in Poland to go to see some esports event. You may not know what an esports event is, and we shall explain shortly what that is. But first of all, to say who we are, I'm George, and I'm not that young, actually. I'm in my 50s, and frankly, I've never played any esports in my life, so I don't know anything about it. But my son, Alexander, here, does know about it, and his friend Daniel is with me, so they're going to explain. But first, let me say a little bit about Krakow. It's a beautiful city. I've never been here before. Lovely wide river that runs through it, medieval buildings and steeped in history, but also very modern, very friendly, lots of nice cafes, and you can sit around and have a lovely time. There are trams and parks. It's great. So we went to a place called Toron Arena. It's a huge spaceship-looking arena, which apparently holds 22,000 people, and it was pretty well full. It was enormous. So these esports are not trivial, in a sense. They're as popular as your other main events in the world. So first, I'll start with Daniel, who will tell you what esports is. Daniel, what is esports?
Esports is where people professionally play video games in front of large audiences.
Okay. And Alexander, tell us a bit about the teams, because it's a team sport, isn't it?
Well, you get teams from all over the world, such as Brazil and all across Europe, and you can have mixed teams and you can have single country teams, but they're all male.
Right, they are all male. And, of course, well, not of course, but perhaps surprisingly, the people turning up are, we reckoned, about 9/10 male. There's a lot of young men go, and a few women as well, but mainly men. So, Daniel, tell us a little bit about the game itself. What's it called, first of all?
The game is called Counter-Strike. It's a round-based game where there are two teams called the Counter-Terrorists and the Terrorists.
Okay. And, Alexander, what do you have to do? What's the objective of the game?
The objective is for the terrorists to plant the bomb and for the counter-terrorists to either stop them planting the bomb or defuse the bomb.
Right. Hope you've all got that. Anyhow, so basically what you do is you go to the stadium and you watch a group of, what is it, six players or that's
five
players sitting in a glass box with headphones on, playing this game. And what comes up on a big screen is the movements of the people around the pitch that they're on, shooting each other basically and planting these bombs and trying to defuse them. And people get very excited and shout and scream. So that's what we did last night, and then we had a nice meal. We're back off to see the final today. I'll tell you about that later. Goodbye. Hello, this is audio diary of three young men in Krakow going to esports. And we've been now for 2 days to see esports, and we have some observations. But first, I'll hand over to my son, Alexander, who's going to say a little bit about what happened in the tournament, who won, etc.
Well, on the last day that we went, there was just one game. It was the grand final of Gambit Esports versus Immortals, and Immortals are a Brazilian team, and Gambit is a mix of Ukrainian and Kazakhstan and Russia. Also a show match before that, but it's mainly just the grand final on the last day.
And Daniel will tell us who were the champions at the end of the day.
Gambit Esports were the champions, much to the crowd's delight, I think.
Yeah, the Polish were definitely on their side, weren't they?
Yes.
And it was a big uproar, fantastic cheering and excitement. Actually, the atmosphere of the whole thing was very interesting for me, because I know nothing about esports, and I was anticipating a kind of slightly edgy, hostile sort of atmosphere, but not a bit of it. My sense was it was very kind of well-ordered. There was lots of young people, kind of all very civil, actually. And there was a contrast in my mind between that and the violence on the screen, which was all the sort of virtual violence, obviously. So we talked about that afterwards. And I had this theory originally that perhaps playing violent video games would make young people feel more violent. So I've now had to review that. Let me see what Alexander has to think about that. No, he's nodding his head. He doesn't want to express a view. What about you, Daniel? What do you think? Do you think that video games increase or decrease actual violence?
I think it's different with different people. Especially, of course, if you have anger problems, then or problems with your behaviour, then games might amplify the amount of violence that you have. But I think for most people, it doesn't actually make them more violent, which also sort of seems to be the stereotype around the whole situation.
Yeah, there was no sign of it at all, unless it was happening and I didn't see it. And it was a big, big 22,000 people thereabouts. And I've been to big events like that before, which have been more edgy, actually, and where there have been scuffles and things like that. But this was very, very ordered, really, and very kind of, no one was rude, no people weren't shoving and pushing. So I was kind of impressed with that side of it. It made me think that perhaps people are better at judging what's virtual and what's actual, and that perhaps my theory was that maybe doing the virtual fighting kind of allowed people to be a bit more accepting and passive in actual life. I don't know. It could work that way, I suppose. Anyhow, any final observations now? Would you come again?
Yes. 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 Great experience.
Yes, I think I would come again. So we'll leave it on that point. Okay, all the best to you all. Bye-bye.
That was the audio diary of George McPierce.